بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. كلما ذكر الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكر الغافلون. أما بعد، my dear brothers, we were reading about Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام and one thing very amazing which we read yesterday is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He protected Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system works. Fir'aun, as being the ruler and as being having all the power and everything, and when he saw and when he knew that in Bani Israel a child will be born which will be the means of his kingdom, the falling of his kingdom, so he told his army that start killing the children. This is when someone said, who will work for you? He said, okay, 1 year kill them, 1 year let them free. So the year they were letting the children free was Harun alayhi salatu wasalam was born. The year they were killing the children, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was born. That's why Allah says, فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ, that we send the wahi towards the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. أَنِرْضِعِي, you take care of him, breastfeed him. فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلِي, when you fear over your child, فَلْيُلْقِهِ فِي الْيَمْ, put him in the ocean, on the water. Now for a mother to put her child, Shah Ta'ullah Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned that the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to a carpenter and said, look, I want you to make me a basket for my child, so that basket could basically be on water, wouldn't drown, make it such. The carpenter said, for what? Says, no, I've given birth to a baby son, and the raid will happen in my house, and they'll take my child away. So he said, okay, I'll think about it. He went to Fir'aun to give him the news. When he went, Allah made his tongue quiet. He couldn't speak. This is what? He couldn't speak. He said, throw him out. The next day, again he went. He said, throw him out. The third day, the mother said, that guy doesn't listen to me. Okay, I'll make you the basket. Now the basket was made. And she put her child. And then it went. Fir'aun in the early morning hours was sitting with his wife, Asiya radiallahu anha. Saw a basket coming. Told the maid to pick it up, bring it. Very young, beautiful, smiling child. So they had no children. Fir'aun did not have any children. So he said, Asiya said, Qurratu aynin lak wali, this child is a means of coolness of my eyes and your eyes. Fir'aun said, Qurratu aynin lak wala li, this child can be the means of coolness of your eyes, not mine. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you would have said that this child is the coolness of my eyes and your eyes, Allah would have given him hidayah. Then the next thing what happens, which is even more amazing, that now who will breastfeed, who will raise this child? So the announcement is made that Fir'aun has a child, and whoever will breastfeed and take this child, they will get this. So from the elite families, the top-notch families, woman was called. Allah says in the Quran, فَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِ, we made the breastfeeding of all the women haram on Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. One first day, no one, he's not taking anyone's milk. Right now they started making it more open. They're okay. Only from Qibti, the qawm of Fir'aun, only from this, from our tribe, our nation. Then the third day, it became open to public. Anyone who will do it, fine. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's sister, who the mother had appointed, she said, هَلَ دُلُّكُمْ أَلَى بَيْتٍ يَكْفُلُ Shall I not tell you someone who can take care of this? He said, yes, why not? So then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's mother comes. And as soon as she comes, Allah says in the Quran, فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ كَيْ تَكَرَّ عَيْنُهَا We read this yesterday. That we promised to the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that فَأَوْهَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنِ ارْضِعِي We told her that, look, if you'll do what we are telling you, we will return your child to you. And this is what happens. That now she is, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is in the custody of her own mother, but at the cost of Fir'aun. The whole, she gets the royal guard, the royal food, the royal pension, and she's raising her own child at the cost of Fir'aun. This is what Allah can do when Allah wants to do something. And when Allah plans to do something, no matter however, whoever, whatever it is, there is no one. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ Allah is the best of the planners. Allah showed it this in the life of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. This incident is a lesson for us. How Allah did it. How Allah made everything happen. Then we go on to read about Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Surah Saba. And Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah has given kingdom to four people. Four people have ruled this whole world. Two Muslims, two non-Muslims. But the kingdom which Allah gave to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, no one ever has been given that kingdom. Allah gave him kingdom over the jinn, the ins, the humanity, and over all the creations, the birds, the other creations which he used to rule over everyone. Allah had given him this kingdom. And in that, the result, we go a bit back. Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, his father. Two things was famous of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. Two things. One is Somi Dawood. He would always fast. Always. And the second thing, he was always with shukr to Allah, always grateful. Any person wants his family, his children to prosper and be happy, take lesson from Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. Always thankful and grateful to Allah. And that's why Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned this. When Allah gave him all of this, لِيَبْلُوَنِي أَشْكُرْ أَمْ أَكْفُرْ Allah has given me all this to test me. Am I thankful or am I ungrateful? فَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ نَفْسِهِ Who is thankful? He is thankful for his own self. And وَمَنْ كَفَرْ And who is ungrateful? Allah doesn't need it. This is the principle. That no matter how much we have, Such a big kingdom, ruling over the whole world, having the kingdom of the whole world. But being what? Always having this consciousness, awareness, this mindfulness that yes, there is someone who has given me this. Someone who has honored me this. And that's why two things we read yesterday. One was when Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he reaches, he's going with his army. And there's an ant, Surah Naml, an ant, who goes to the fellow ants and says, لَا يَهْتِمَنَّكُمْ سُلِيمَانُ وَجُنُودُ وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Look, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam is coming. And you are living in the ant colonies, seeing such a great army. You may not engage in looking at his army and forget the zikr of Allah. And his army, without knowing, may trample over you. Allah made the voice of the ant. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam heard the voice. He stopped there. He stopped. And he told the ant, give me some advice. Give me some nasiha. A king, and he's taking nasiha from what? Advice from what? Where is Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam? And where is that small ant? And the ant is giving nasiha to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Think of it. How humble, how down to earth, how simple Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, even that as being such kings and as having such kingdom, that how they were thankful and grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we read the incident of Hudhud. This used to be a bird. When Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam used to travel, the job of this bird was, you know, like we have marine engineers. Look at the qudrat of Allah. This bird is a marine engineer. It can find out, if it puts its beak into the ground, it can say, where is water? You don't need to drill and you don't need to, it can say that water is here. And then they can dig and get it out. You know, sometimes we think, human beings, we think, you know, we are engineers, we are doctors, we are so smart. Allah has not only kept this in the human beings. Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, one very famous scholar, he has written, Doctor Banna bhi kamal nahi hai. He says, even becoming a doctor is not something of a big pride. He said that in India, in some villages, the monkeys used to come and they used to give a lot of hard time to the people of the village. When they would cook, generally in the villages, after Asr they would cook. They would come, they would take the chapatis, they would hassle, they would come and take it away. So they said, what are you going to do? He says, okay. Today, instead of them coming to the house, on the roof of our huts, we'll put the bread. And in that bread they had put poison. So when they'll eat, one of them will die, they won't come. So today, when the monkeys came, this is against, like every time we have to go in the house and snatch and run away, there's something fishy. So they went back and they brought a big monkey. He smelled it. He went back in the jungle. He bought a leaf and gave every one of them a leaf and said, you eat it with this. When they ate it, that poison did not affect them. This, the human being thinks we are very, very smart. Allah has given these things to different animals also. It's just that we don't know much about it. Our knowledge is very, very limited. Allah says in the Quran that what ilm we have given you. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. What we have given you, ilm. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ. That from our treasures of ilm, we have given you little. And that from little of that, you have very little. So little of little of little, how much do we have? That's why in that incident, where Hudhud, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was taking attendance. He says, where is Hudhud? Hudhud is not an Arabic word. Hudhud is not an Arabic word. There are some words of Ajmi, non-Arabic words. Ibrani. Arabic language came afterwards. But the name of Hudhud has been mentioned because what great achievement this bird acquired. The ulama say, nor the ant was responsible, nor the bird was responsible. But because of the achievements, of the concerns which they had, Allah mentions their incidents, their stories, of what they achieved. Hudhud became the means of bringing Bilqis and her whole kingdom into Islam. And whole kingdom into deen. And the wisdom he had. The ulama say, when Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to show his kingdom, that how powerful his kingdom is, he told the jinn that who will bring the throne of Bilqis? So one said, I can bring it before you stand up from your place. The another jinn who had the ilm of kitab. The ulama say, what is ilm kitab? It is ism al-azam. Mufassirin have written, ism al-azam idha duya bihi ajab. Whenever a person takes that name of Allah and he makes dua, Allah accepts the dua of that person. That in a blink of an eye, bringing the whole throne from one country to the other country. Even today's technology cannot do it. No matter we think we are very advanced and very smart and very this, they had that technology at that time. In a blink of an eye from one country to bring the whole throne of the queen without, think of the security and all of that, just vanished in one second and it's there in another country. This knowledge, this ilm was given.